Blackstone Audio presents The Gentle Giants of Ganymede by James P. Hogan. This book is read by John Pruden. To my wife, Lynn, who showed me that greener grass can always be made to grow on whatever side of the field one happens to be. Prologue. Lael Torres, commander of the scientific observation base near the equator on Ischiris 3, closed the final page of the report that he had been reading and stretched back in his chair with a grateful sigh. He sat for a while, enjoying the feeling of relaxation as the seat adjusted itself to accommodate his new posture, and then rose to pour himself a drink from one of the flasks on a tray on the small table behind his desk. The drink was cool and refreshing, and quickly dispelled the fatigue that had begun to build up inside him after more than 2 hours of unbroken concentration. Not much longer now, he thought. 2 months more, and they should be saying goodbye to this barren ball of parched rock forever, and returning to the clean, fresh, infinite star-speckled blackness that lay between here and home. He cast his eye around the inside of the study of his private quarters in the conglomeration of domes, observatory buildings, and communications antennas that had been home for the last 2 years. He was tired of the same endless month-in, month-out routine. The project was exciting and stimulating, it was true, but enough was enough. Going home, as far as he was concerned, couldn't come a day too soon. He walked slowly over to the...